Today's On the Couch is brought to you by ABSA, proud sponsor of the ABSA Cape Epic. ABSA is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. Now, all week long, you've been hearing our crossings to the ABSA Cape Epic. Today marks stage three of the seven-stage race. It's a kind of a transition day as teams cover 94 kilometers from Sarensburg in Tilbach to the CPUT campus in Wellington. There's over 2,000 meters of climbing involved, including the magnificent Bainscliff Pass to negotiate. And it is still hot out there. It's going to be a tough day that will test the mettle of every rider in the pack. And we'll chat to Liesel van der Westhuizen for the latest results a little bit later in the hour. For now, though, I want to tell you more about why we've been paying such close attention to particularly the performance of female riders this year. Sponsors ABSA have gone all out to ensure increased representation of women in this field through the She Untamed 20 for 20 campaign. And it's my pleasure to welcome to the couch today someone who can explain why there was a need for such an effort and what they hope it is going to mean for the sport's future. Great pleasure to welcome to the show Tina Fenter, who is executive, ABSA Executive for Marketing Operations. Tina, thank you so much for your time and welcome.
Thank you so much. And if there's some noise in the background, it's because I'm right here in the middle of the action.
In the heart of it all. And just how hot is it out there today, Tina?
No, it's incredible. It's quite hot.
Yes. Okay. Well, we feel for you, but how wonderful to be part of it all, because let's not lose sight of the fact this is one of the most grueling and challenging and exciting races in the sport. Not so. That's recognized worldwide.
Yes, no, that's true. It is regarded as the Tour de France of mountain biking, and believe me, it's definitely worth the ride. If you get to do this on your bucket list, then please do that.
Okay. Now, this is the 20th edition of the Cape Epic this year. ABSA, of course, associated with that iconic event in some form the whole way through its lifespan, but mostly as headline sponsor for the bulk of those years. Tina, before the She Untamed campaign was launched, what sort of representation did you typically see for female riders at the Cape Epic?
So first of all, how wonderful that 2024 marks almost two decades of this race. You know, and ABSA, you know, we just understand the value of these partnerships. So with the ABSA Cape Epic, it's a true testament to this. You know, we've been a title sponsor of the race, what's regarded as that measures all, since 2006, which makes it 18 years. Mm-hmm. The whole partnerships, and if you look at how we embrace, you know, through our stories and stuff like that, when we launched and promote women participation through She Untamed, it embodies ABSA's commitment to empowering women, fostering inclusivity, and breaking down barriers in the cycling realm. You know, we noticed that through optics, when we started out, more towards 2019, when we looked at this and see how we can use our sponsorship properties as an opportunity to just leverage this space for women, there was only less than 2% of the field were all women field, or women field for that matter. And then even if they participated, they hardly ever completed the event, because this is 8 days, it's grueling. You need a lot of, you know, a lot of focused nutrition, good health, you know, mental ability. So in 2023, we assembled 12 all-women teams, which was then 22 women. And in 2024, we committed to 20 for 20 being the 20th edition. And now we're proud to say that we set that ambition and we've actually achieved that ambition. So numbers were low, but it's good to see that we're actually making a form. So it's more than a 266% increase.
Fantastic.
In the participation of women. Yeah.
Tina, and when you say you are supporting and fielding those teams, firstly, that figure represents a third of the field this year. So 20 of the 60 Great. Teams competing, all female. It's a significant step up in terms of the number of women competing. It's not as easy as simply sticking a red jersey on their back and wishing them good luck. I mean, you've referenced it there. Nutrition is part of this. Training and preparation is part of this. Race entry fees are part of this. What does a project of this kind actually entail? What does it mean for one of those female riders to be part of the ABSA complement this year?
It's a fantastic question, because I do get asked that. It is a long-term investment. And when you make an investment like this, especially with the support of a corporate like ourselves, you have to consider that it's costly to do the ABSA Cape Epic, or to ride, or to enter state races, to actually enter and prepare yourself. But at the same time, it's about nutrition and eating right and getting enough sleep, and then getting the necessary technical skills, because you might be able to ride a bike or a mountain bike, but do you have the ability to just go into the gravel and all of that? But then also it is about, you know, getting the skills and the training and getting the hours in, and when it's raining and stuff like that, do you have an indoor trainer? So it's about your mental ability, making sure that you surround yourself with coaches and with mentors and ambassadors that have done this before, but also nutrition, you know, exercise, technical skills, you know, and just making time, because this is an investment of time, which is your most expensive currency at this moment in time.
Mm. And these women have put in a lot of time, some more than others. Tina, tell us a little bit more about the spread of the field. Those 20 all-female teams, so 40 riders, women riding in Absa colors this year. Are all of them seasoned mountain bikers, or are some of them relatively new to the sport?
No, they're relatively new to the sport, and that is one of our single biggest challenges as Absa. You know, building that funnel of sisterhood and of girls and young ladies to do this. So very proud to say that the 20x20 field consists of Sarah Hill, which is a pro, so we've got a pro team, but we've also got Hannah Lestain, who is the last lioness, who's done every single Absa Cape Epic and completed them all. And then we have like people like a lot of newbies, but we have partnered them up with somebody that's at least done one Absa Cape Epic, because it is about partnership and writing those stories together. But it's insane, you know, so it's a beautiful combination of new versus old versus experience versus I'm fairly new, but I can do this, and let's go for this.
And I know you're also trying to encourage those who are not quite at the point of being ready to do it this year, but could potentially be competitors in the years to come. Tell us a little bit more about the Epic Trippers program, because I believe some of those women taking part there, not quite ready for the full 8 days and 613 kilometers. Is the idea to say to them, you should be thinking in this direction? Tell us more about that project.
So not a lot of people know about the Epic Trippers program, and it gives me great pleasure to actually just communicate and share some and positioning it. So for the Absa Cape Epic, and this is the challenge that we're also faced with, when we say ride for Sheer Untamed, automatically people assume you're asking me to do the Absa Cape Epic, which is 8 grueling days. That's where the Epic Trippers come in. We, for the third year running, the first session, which is there's two sessions, and it's split across 2 days. So the first part is prologue, stage 1 and 2, and then the last session goes across stages 5, 6, and 7. So two groups of riders, 40 and 40 each. And the first group was all women field. And the idea behind it is get to experience a taste of what this Absa Cape Epic is all about. And in so doing, is I'm not asking you to get on a bike for 8 days, but I am asking you to get on a bike for 4 and see how that goes with the necessary support and structure and stuff like that. They go into a camp, and Lisa was one of those people that actually did the trippers for us. And it's just, you know, building the tent. So you go into a tented camp, you get the necessary riding in with a group of marshals that govern your process and your training and your riding. And then what they also do is they make sure that you get experience, you get access to all the riders, the pro riders, the field in the rider dining marquee. So it's a bit of an entree to the main event or the main menu or the main dish, you know, if you like.
And Tina, is the hope that maybe in a couple of years' time, those women who have dined on the entree this year might come back for the full feast later on?
It's definitely, it's not even a hope. It's an actual kind of, it's a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, so I look at this Absa Sheer Untamed network, you know, and how it's branching out into different ecosystems, you know.
Yeah.
And there's this mutual purpose, and included in that is the development actions. And you can never 100% define that at the beginning. But the point is, though, is I do regard the Epic Trippers program, and especially session one, as those to kind of find these women that could potentially do. And I've seen through the 20x20 now that we already have 3 teams that can actually do this.
Amazing.
So yes, it's definitely that, but it's also finding other women. So it's a great program.
Just for anybody who's come in late to the interview, we're in conversation with Tina Fenter, who is Executive for Marketing Operations at Absa, and is just giving us some of the background as to why they are investing so heavily in the She Untamed program, the development of female riders within the Cape Epic race. Tina, a couple of questions coming in from our listeners on email and WhatsApp. One of them asking whether the Epic has age categories or any veteran female riders taking place. What is the kind of age split of the female riders in particular?
Yes, they definitely do have various categories. Last year, they introduced an amateur category for the first time ever, and then a great grandmasters. So there is a definite kind of age. And if you go onto the Epic Series website, you will find all the categories there. So everybody is actually able to ride, you know, so they do make provision for that. And the good news as well is, you know, even when you look at the prize money is equal for both male and females.
Okay.
So you've got a chance.
Good to know. Now, speaking of rand signs and costs, somebody asking, what is the cost of a decent enough bike to do the Epic? Tina, you've referenced the fact it is an expensive business. I know the entry it's alone is over 100,000 rand per team. The cost of the bicycle, I don't even want to take a guess. Can you give us an idea? How much do you have to invest in the bike?
You know, the bike is the one thing that is actually going to get you through this, you know, and that is the one tool. So on average, and we've got some great partnerships with the likes of a Cycle Lab and a few other properties and partners. And you're looking at approximately, you know, on average, 80,000 rand to 100, you know, for a basic bike. But I do not want people to be discouraged by a cost. Because the thing is, though, is we do deal in a community and with partners that are actually able to pay it forward, you know, and enable you and loan those bikes. Like you loan, you know, like when you go and play golf and you take it a bit for a rental on that before you actually commit, we do have that facility as well. And of course, we are a bank, you know, so let's put it out there. We can always have a conversation to see how we can tell your story through your bike. Investment and financial support.
Okay. So Tina, from that, I gather that you really want women who are potential contenders for this event to reach out to you and to find out more about the She Untamed campaign. If there is a young woman listening to this who is perhaps new to the sport or a novice rider who thinks she might like to cross over into mountain biking, where do they start? Who do they speak to find out more about She Untamed?
I want to, first of all, just give credit. Through all these interviews, I've been confronted with a lot of women that want to get involved, and that's a great opportunity. The moment you just pick up your hand and say, I want to be involved in this, I have no idea what I'm doing, but help me. They can definitely reach out to me, and I'm sure I'm very comfortable with you putting my detail out there and just asking them to approach me, because behind me, I've got a very good team that we can actually enable them through our ambassadorship and stuff like that to put them on the road to cycling and to mountain biking and build a passion and a love for it.
Fantastic. So if somebody listening is in that position, please reach out. Just pop me an email after the show to pippah@capetalk.co.za and we can make those connections happen behind the scenes. Tina, just in closing, I mean, really exciting in the thick of the race to be out there watching these women put through their paces over some of the most grueling of single track and mountain passes and really, really tough conditions. How excited do you feel about the future of women in the sport and South African women in particular, seeing what you're seeing out there after a couple of years of concerted efforts to build the sport for women? Are you feeling like it's paying off?
You know, there's not one day that goes by when I start at the starting line and when I wait for them at the finish line where I'm not humbled by this and just the immense amount of progress that's been made. And long may it last, you know, and it builds, I feel like a very proud mother of a child that has just graduated and just achieved their life purpose. So very excited and very, I'm anxiously optimistic about what the future holds for this community of riders and for the woman that's going to make such a social impact and a difference in these communities that we serve and to the sport of women and cycling.
Tina Fenter, thank you so much for joining us today. ABSA's Executive for Marketing Operations.